So after you went back and looked at the tape of that first game, what areas do you think that, you know, led to you guys having getting beat like that?
Well, it was a whole list of things, but it's one game that we didn't play well. It's probably our worst game of the year, but we definitely moved past that. But at the same time, we know they've got the best of us last time we played them, so we're gonna have to do a lot better job than the first time. I mean, a number of things, just, you know, stopping the run and then going from there, just making a play. You know, we didn't make any plays against them on defense.
Derek, you've been watching Castle and Bo, I'm sure, in practice for a couple of years now, and they're on this pretty amazing run right now. Where is this coming from? How has this developed between the two of them? And maybe what have you seen in the development of each of those players?
Well, they've definitely grown together, meshed together, chemistry wise, pretty good, and they're just hard workers. I guess you can describe that as being just hard workers. I mean, before and after practice, working together, you know, being a teammate on the other side of the ball, it's clear as day. You know, the chemistry that they have, it's just been hard work, and they definitely develop it. It just, you know, they didn't wake up and it came like that. It's just hard work involved in it.
What's the status of this rivalry, in your opinion, between the Broncos and the Chiefs right now?
It's always been a big rivalry since I've been here. This is my sixth year here, and regardless of records of either team, it's always been a game that that, you know, we need to win. This will be another game. It's a division opponent, so it's a lot of stakes on the line this Sunday.
The Broncos have had some trouble running the ball for a lot of the season. What did they do well that made them so successful in that first game?
Say that again?
The Broncos rushing attack. What did they do well to have so much success that first time?
The first time they played us?
Yes, sir.
Well, they just, you know, they just, they made everybody, I guess, just, they started better than us, and it just kind of went downhill from there. They were able to do whatever they wanted to do. I don't want to say that. They, you know, got us pretty good at the beginning and bled a little bit, and then we just couldn't stop the bleeding.
What was the reaction in your guys' locker room around Kansas City after the whole handshake incident here in Denver last week? Did you guys kind of know what happened, care about what happened?
No, well, that part we don't really get into that. I mean, that's between the coaches. That's not, you know, my job is to play on the field and do the best job I can to help us win. And we didn't do a good enough job last time. So,
will it give you guys any extra juice for this week or around the facility?
Just because it's a division game, that's the extra juice I would say. But you know, we're human. You know, we know what happened last time. They beat us pretty good last time, and hopefully we can, we can beat them this time. You know, it don't have to be by a lot. We just want to get one point more than them and win. That's our focus: winning every week.
When you look at you and Tomba, what's that partnership like in terms of your pass rush?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Me and Tom has been here for a while, together, 5 years together, and he's rushing the passer like a maniac, and he definitely helps us out on the back end, and I try to give him some help sometime by rushing, because they double him sometimes. They do a lot of stuff to Tom, but Tom is a really great addition to this defense and makes it go.
What does it say about your team the way you guys have bounced back from that loss the last 2 weeks with convincing wins?
Well, it's just character. You know, the NFL is all about how to bounce back, regardless of the record. It's plenty of times where you're going to get knocked down in the NFL, so you have to it's about who does the best job by bouncing back, and I think we're doing that right now, but we have to keep it up. I mean, we have to go on. We need to win this game. This is a big game for us.
Is there I mean, is there a sense gaining strength as far as what the possibilities are for this Chiefs team this season?
Try that again.
Are you guys getting more conviction or belief in just what the possibilities are for the Chiefs this season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Every time you win, you feel a little bit better. And but at the same time, you gotta, it's a happy medium. You can't keep your head in the sky. I mean, you got to get your head out the sky and your feet on the ground. You got to stay humble at all times, but knowing at the same time, you know, every win adds up. It adds up, especially in this November and December time. It really adds up.